Yeah, Chris, the full-time hustle is gone here in O'Donnell Park, and it's another five-point defeat for the Donegal ladies after that setback last week in their opening encounter in Tuam. Similar kind of enough story, Chris. Young and inexperienced Donegal legs maybe tired a wee bit there in the second half, and me, that little bit more guile and experience kicked on. 1-7-5 in the end. 3 points each at half-time. Donegal looked like they were going to end the break with their nose in front. Stacey Grimes with a late free on the stroke at half-time squared it up. Then immediately after the break, Stacey Grimes and Niamh O'Sullivan kicked Meath in front and actually put them 2 clear at 5-3 at that there stage. Kieran McGarvey got Donegal up and going in the second half with their fourth point on 37 minutes. And then a really fortuitous goal just past the quarter hour mark. Fullback Mary Kate Lynch going for a point. Aoife McColgan had just progressed off her line, anticipating that there. And unfortunately for Donegal custodian, it dropped in over her head. That left it 1-5 to 4 points. A 4-point game at that there stage. Meath lost Marie O'Shaughnessy to a sin bin on 48 minutes, but it didn't really matter that there much. Suzanne White with a free immediately after. Donegal's last score of the game, taking them to 5 for the day, and it was Meath that finished strongest with Maeve Byrne and substitute Ava Leahy kicking late points to leave it 1-7-5. Maureen O'Donnell beside me here in the commentary position. Hard to be too critical, as we said, similar trend to last week. Maxi Curran has given youth and experience a chance here, and that probably was the difference in the end there. There's that little bit of smartness and cuteness from the All-Ireland and current National Football League Division 1 champions.
Yeah, exactly. As you said, Frank, it's hard to be critical of that performance out there today. I felt maybe Donegal weren't as fresh coming out in the second half. They had a great first half performance, you know, and then maybe just fell a wee bit behind after that goal, and we talked about it as well. Aoife McColgan kind of got caught in a hop, not like her. So a bit of a fluke goal, and kind of the heads went down after that, and they just couldn't claw it back, Frank. But overall, you know, looking forward, it's not a bad start, second start for Donegal. Like, 5 points last week, 5 points again this week. And I always say, listen, the league, the National League is always a platform for greater things later on in the year. So, and a chance for Maxi to start some players maybe from the bench and see what they're like. And it's good to see that depth coming into the Donegal bench. That's what we need, you know.
Yeah, as you said, no wholesale changes there from what we would have experienced last year. I think 6 substitutes made there in the end as well. Of Maxi and his management team can uncover 2 or 3 more options to go along with, you know, that cluster of experienced girls that we all talk about that obviously will miss a large chunk of this league. If he can fuse and splice that there, other options into that there panel going forward ahead of championship, he'll be happy enough, won't he? You know, all will be well that ends well, coming that there stage, Maureen.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I suppose the big question on people's lips is this Donegal team good enough to win in Ireland? And I mean, over the last number of years, we've watching them, they're certainly up there among the best. And when you see the likes of Yvonne Bonner, Jeremy McLaughlin, Niamh McLaughlin, Katie Ahern sitting down there in the sides on the wings, you know, you have to look forward to better days and them coming in. And as you say, the young girls coming in now into the team, adding that bit of depth that maybe was missing last year. You see Katie Long back in there and Shannon McGruddy back in there from injury, so it's excellent. And you have Blanett come back in there, Blanett McLaughlin, Niamh McLaughlin to come back in there. She's down along the line. She suffered a small sort of shoulder injury. So, and of course, the National Player of the Year last year. So, you have a lot to look forward to going forward. And he has a big hand of players and a lot of cards to play going forward now in this league and into maybe Ulster and the All Ireland Championship, Frank.
Yeah, the margins were so thin last year. Like, we talk about that Ulster final that they looked like they had won, lost out to Armagh there. The National Football League final, of course, to Meath here at Croke Park that their day. We probably felt they should have got over the line as well. And then an All-Ireland semi-final loss to Meath, where we felt if they had to do the business that day, they probably would have beat Kerry in the final. So it would have been really hard for a lot of those experienced heads to step away, because they do feel, and I'm sure the management team, you know, Maxi Curran, I think he's into his 7th season now, they feel that they're almost on that threshold of greatness. But it's so hard to just push and nudge that wee bit harder. And as you say, you know, what these games are for here now is to find those difference makers, or that wee bit of, you know, added, you know, extra that might, you know, change things when the summer months come.
Yeah, 100%. You know, as you see, you talked about 3 big games there. An Ulster final defeat at the hands of Armagh last year, the league final against Meath by 2 points, and then the All-Ireland semi-final against Meath, champions as well, All-Ireland reigning champions for 2 years though. Three massive defeats from Donegal last year. A lot of learning from that, you know. But we talk about players out there, physicality, skill, you know, speed. They're all key assets for a player. But really, what's not talked about or mentioned a lot is decision-making out there. That makes a great quality player. And I feel like some of the decision-making, you know, maybe has let Donegal down in the past. And I think if they can get that, good choices on the ball, you know, not giving the ball away the ball at the end. They're very, very close. As I say, they're up there. They're definitely not learning them. But everything has to be right on the day, Frank, you know.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier. Donegal are on the road in round three next week, away to Kerry. Two losses from their opening three, two games. Pretty difficult morning as well. Difficult, you know, logistics to get to Kerry and difficult to get a result as well, because they've really lifted things in the kingdom as well, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You've seen them last year in an All-Ireland final against Meath. And, you know, I suppose going into that, that would have been Donegal's best chance of maybe winning All-Ireland last year. And Meath were probably happy going into that game. Not to say, you know, that Kerry aren't a formidable side, but a young and inexperienced side, and they experienced that All-Ireland final last year, really stand to them. So, you know, it's going to be very, very hard to go down to Kerry, travel all that way to get a victory next weekend. But, you know, listen, there's a change to the face of the National League this year. There are no semi-final, you know, no semi-finals this year, so straight to a National League final, but only the top two teams will compete in that, Frank. So, you know, like, looking at two defeats early on in the league, you nearly need to win in all your games to get up there among the top two, Frank. So, you know, I think Maxie and probably the backroom staff are going to be using this this National League as a platform, you know, to try out new players and to try and add that depth and real strength to the Donegal side going forward, so that he has enough cards to deal with on the big days.
Yeah, excellent, Maureen. Thanks for your assistance this afternoon. As we said, Donegal have been defeated here 1-7 to 5 points in Letterkenny. Back to you in the studio.